Welcome back to The Whip Around, your weekly look at news and current events, where nothing is safe and nothing is sacred. Be warned, there will be pop culture spoilers, low culture language, and potentially some cultural insensitivities. With your hosts, Jill Yapsuga.
Having my moment with my mac and cheese.
Yeah, yeah.
It's amazing and I feel fabulous, so do it.
Dr. Phil LaPorta.
No, this guy represents death and you're going to die. Like, that should happen. It's funny you say spewage. It's space toilets.
Oh!
And Sean Hayes.
I'm participating in the currency exchange of your attention for my
right,
compliment.
As opposed
to... I'm the baloney man for Halloween. You just can't see it.
Have too much fun with the whip around.
You know what's lovely? The Whip Around's penchant for coming at you right when you need it the most. And sometimes right when you need it the least. It's always coming at you, I guess, is the
point
that
I'm trying to make. On a Wednesday is the
bottom line. Well, you never know when someone might listen to this. We get a bunch of listeners like on the weekend.
That's true. And
hey,
we thank you.
It's the freaking weekend. Let me get my Whip Around on. Right? Apparently that's the vibe for some people out there.
No better time.
That's correct. So welcome back to the Whip Around, whatever day you're finding us. Happy Wednesday to some. Happy freaking weekend to many. We're illin again today. Got Phil.
Hey, hello.
We've got Jill.
Hey.
And Jill is on a new microphone over there. So
yeah, do I sound?
It's like even more
amazing.
Jill than you've ever experienced before.
Jill in HD.
I thought maybe she'd say something there.
Well, I was trying to come up with something for HD.
Maybe the point was like maybe you can even just hear her cells like multiplying and dividing.
Inhaling.
On that note, we would absolutely, like to thank Bridget Carey for being here with us last week. Fantastic stuff. If you haven't heard the episode, be sure you go back and check it out. Recipes, wit, everything we promised, and more.
Go after you eat. You're going to be hungry.
Right? She has promised us again we're going to be getting some recipes that we're going to be able to put on the social media apparatus that we have, specifically to, you know, those recipes that you heard on the show. Some, I guess, I don't know, trade secrets being what they are, she's going to provide for us so we can have you making some of those amazing things yourselves. Don't hurt yourself like I probably would if I tried, but they're coming. Now, I'm happy to say, yet again, we are joined by not just Phil, but Jill after a bit of a break. It always feels like longer than it was when you're not with us.
Yeah. Well, I think for everybody when they're
just,
not.
Yeah.
Distance whoever's
from
not
Jill.
On, it feels like.
No, you specifically. Like
you seem to come up when there's always a guest, which always knocks out the regular rotation. It's weird.
Yeah. I guess the bottom line is we just really miss you, Jill.
It's on purpose. I don't like
she
to
wants
work.
Long breaks is what it
you
is.
Like a, you like it
like
to hurt when you're not
lazy.
There.
Right.
I think it's when you're not there you want it to sting. But she
absence.
Is makes the heart swole.
Whoa.
I don't know. So anyhow, everybody, because Jill is back, I don't know what happened with the sort of the rotation on the segments, but we're in a situation now where we get to turn to Jill and ask her what the thing is. So let's have a fun round of...
Here's the thing. Good Lord.
Let's listen and find out.
So what's the thing, Jill?
Yeah.
The thing is, it's not your life. So... Some people give me subconscious. I'm assuming it's subconscious. Otherwise, they're just being dicks. And they're like, oh, that's a really big house for just one person. You know what? It's not your life. It's not your life. So who cares? Or, oh, you know, so now you have a dog. Do you have enough time to take care of it? You know what? It's not your life. If I had kids, I would imagine I'd be pretty ticked when people would say, well, oh, I wouldn't let my kids do that. You know what? It's not your life. So shut up and just live your life and you can do what you want with your life. And unless someone is in imminent danger of causing another person or animal like harm, like physical bodily harm, and you have a very serious and legit valid concern, it's not your life. So just zip it.
Can I ask a question about that?
Absolutely.
An admirable goal, first of all, right?
To
mind one's life.
I understand.
Is that against human nature? That's not to say it shouldn't happen. Peeing in toilets and flushing, not human nature, right? That is a learned trait, it's a valuable
happen, right.
Right.
I mean, yes.
Is thank you, Phil, the scientist. Yeah, I can confirm that the anatomical
anyway, annotation.
If Squatty resistant. Potty has taught me one thing, yes, the toilets are not natural. But Jill, is that something, while devoutly to be wished, is sort of idealized behavior? Do you think that can ever happen?
Yes, I do.
Is there a way to get there?
Yes, yes. It's called understand that you're judgmental, because as humans we are, and then just do what maybe you heard at some point in your life, which is if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Because there's definitely times when I've disagreed with people's like parenting skills or what their like choices, but you know what? I stop myself and I'm like, oh, wait a second. That's not my kid, so I'm just not going to say anything because it doesn't matter.
So someone is beating the shit out of their
kid. As I said, bodily harm is a different story.
Okay.
I put that in there for a reason, because that's not being judgmental. That's actually caring for the welfare of something else. But I get that a lot. I always feel like in the movie Beetlejuice, when that realtor's like, this house is really too big.
It's just too big.
You don't have a family. Yeah. And they're like,
they can't have kids, so mind your fucking life, girl.
Right. So it's just one of those things where
the Maitlands, Phil.
Right.
No, I at the very beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
I know.
So it's more so that kind of thing.
Jane, right, is her name?
Her name is Jane, that's
I'm just
right.
talking about, I brought this offer on the house.
Yeah.
Adam!
House isn't even on the market. Like, slow your roll,
what
Jane.
And then she says they were like family. Bitch.
Yeah,
you
please.
You love that they died. So is the thing here maybe, don't be a Jane, right?
Like,
don't be a
Jane.
Be a Maitland.
Yeah.
Don't be a Jane.
Yeah, just
I feel so scuzzy, we're coming up with terms.
I don't
like
want to be like, I don't want to be like in the 70s, but like, live and let live, man. Like, just.
Nah, don't be a Jane. Oh, Jill, that could be a t-shirt.
It's true.
Don't be a Jane.
Don't be a Jane.
Yeah. It's a hell of a reference for the right generation and the right group of people.
About five people.
I was going to say about, you know,
I feel like our demographic, we got it.
Smattering
we
of folks it. Are like raising the roof
if
in their car
in
traffic.
If you want this t-shirt, we want to see some comments on Facebook. Oh, let us know.
It has to be her face or like the Beatles or the Maitlands.
Maybe just like
and
a picture of the Maitland house.
The house,
you know,
yes,
and like
don't
a,
be
like
a
like the back of a head so you can see someone looking up at the house and you're like, don't you say a fucking word, Jane.
I personally.
You shut your mouth, Jane.
I personally decorated that house.
To the,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Again, slowly.
Every
rolling.
Inch of that house.
So
now there's a skeleton key. Open any door in the house.
Yeah, she was. That may actually be not to call back to a previous episode, but
well, please do.
I got some ASMR from that as a child listening to Jane be like, "If you go open the house, this key will
That's
open
true.
Up everything."
And let your parents, if they
calm.
Need any advice in that arena,
well, please call back to episodes, because then our new listeners will go back and be like, "Wait, what was that about?"
Yeah, it's all about the community, man.
Sometimes the worst people have the most soothing voices, and that's a lesson for everyone.
Sucks.
Humanity, really.
Nice guys finish last. Janes
have soothing voices
and will convince you of anything.
That's right.
But it's not your life.
So don't be a Jane.
Yep.
It's not your life. Which I like in the Beetlejuice is that they're dead. So it's like life and death. God damn, we're deep.
There was a term because you'd mentioned the
bitch ass.
No, the parenting. Like, don't comment on other people's parenting. Yeah. Or when we were upstairs and you'd mentioned, like, some parents don't let their kids have juice. And then I pictured my wife at one point had said a term for the type of parent that, like, is always proselytizing. She calls them sanctimommies.
Oh, that's good.
What
about the daddies? What can we be?
I didn't get that far, but that was her joke, and I thought I'd throw it out there. So feel free to use that, everybody.
I want the male equivalent.
Yeah.
I want the male equivalent, folks. So if anybody wants to comment with the male.
Sanctimannies?
No. It needs to be in the, you know, right church, wrong pew.
Yeah.
So that is a very poignant I consider that sort
it's
of a
useful,
challenge.
Though. It's good.
That's a challenge one. That's a be a better person. Here's the thing.
That's good advice.
I don't mean
in
to
general.
Hijack with the here, you know, don't be a Jane, but.
Oh, no, I like it.
Maybe it's like
a
high five kind of thing. It's like a, it's not your life. Don't be a Jane. Like, it has a nice cadence to it.
So if
Jill ever comes up to you and says, it's not your life, first of all, you're probably in trouble. But if she ever says it in a happy way, it's not your life, you now know the rejoinder. Don't be a Jane.
Yeah. The rejoinder is not the Bon Jovi song. It's my love.
Yeah, don't do that.
No, that's not.
That was when Bon Jovi was trying to channel like NSYNC or something. I don't know what happened there. It was a very boy band.
Yeah,
for Bon Jovi, who used to be just a cool rock band.
It wasn't that bad.
And the girl from Roswell was in the video.
You wouldn't think so, would you? Nice
no,
guy.
Having seen him like four times in concert.
Yeah, the girl from Sherry Appleby was in the video.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
She was. Trust me.
This has been a wonderful edition of...
It's not your life, Sean. Otherwise, this time known as, here's the thing. Good Lord. With me.
With you.
With her.
Don't be a Jane, folks. We're going to take a break. This is a fine time for you to lift a glass or check your ass. I don't know. It's rhyme time around
don't
here.
Don't Jane it up while you're out there.
We'll be back with a deep dive that is concerned at the initial stage with some interesting, weird local news to where we are around and about the Lehigh Valley, but will very quickly blossom, balloon, mutate, I don't know what the word will be, into far more global issues. So check it out. When you come back, when we come back, somebody's back.
Let's all
Baby
come
got back,
back together.
Yeah.
It's not your life. Don't be a Jane.
Definitely don't be a Jane. And visit us on iTunes where you can rate, review, and most importantly, subscribe and live your best life. It's not our life. It's yours. And if you want to be the best, you can do all three of those things. Don't be a Jane. Although if your name is Jane, you're lovely.
What the hell?
Phil?
Yes?
Jill?
Yeah?
We have ourselves a bona fide mystery.
What?
Since at least last year, and again, I mentioned this begins very locally to us here in the Lehigh Valley, but trust me, our outside the Lehigh Valley listeners. Since at least last year, residents of a relatively sparsely populated part of our area, Springfield Township, PA, so we're talking like Quakertown, Coopersburg, thereabouts, kind of woodsy.
Goes a little lower, too.
Coopersburg, Quakertown. they've been hearing unexplained booming noises, strange, intense, explosive sounds that blast people awake all hours of the night. We've heard reports of like 2 a.m., 4 a.m., stuff like that, always without warning. And answers to that percussive attack have been, let's call it slow, to emerge. And we're talking house rumbling booms here, people. Cops seem stumped, and recently the FBI, the feds have gotten involved with no answers just yet. But don't take my word for it. Let's turn here. I've got some testimonial for everybody. Guest and friend of the show, Ward Van Hout, lives in the affected area, and he was willing to provide some testimony. So let's hear what he has to say on the booms, everybody.
Hi, guys. This is Ward Van Hout. You might remember me from the being a guest on the show a couple times in the past couple months. I'm actually here to talk today about these mysterious explosions that have been heard throughout Bucks County and surrounding areas. I've heard them. I've heard them twice. The first time, it was strange. We had family in from out of town for a big family event. And, you know, we stay up late and everything, but everybody was going to bed. So I was just walking around the house, turning lights off. And I got up to my bedroom, making sure that doors are closed tightly and everything's good. And all of a sudden there was this just house rattling boom, you know, shaking the windows, shaking the floor. It was very strange. And then nothing, you know. So I went to bed. And then the next morning, my wife and my mom were both up having coffee. And he's like, what happened last night? Did you like fall down the stairs? What was, I said, no, it was a weird explosion. It was weird. And then my sister who was here was like, yeah, that was strange. It sounded like bomb went off or something. So we thought maybe a transformer or something, an electrical transformer or something blew. But the next day in the news, we didn't hear anything about it. And then over a little bit of time, we started hearing other people in other areas of Bucks County, not just the little area that we live in. But like, I have a friend in Quakertown that was hearing booms and a friend in Spinnerstown that was hearing booms. And we heard it, you know, heard people like Facebook buzz about it in Richland Town. And apparently they just don't know what these booms are. And then I heard it a second time, a couple weeks after the first time. So the first time was probably maybe 1 or 2 in the morning. And then the second time was late night, like 3, 4 in the morning. And same thing, just like an earth-shattering boom. I don't know what it is, but I'm here to tell you I heard it. So if anybody knows, let us know. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Ward.
And thank you to Ward. Now,
can I also just quick say, I have some concern for Ward, because if you're in a house full of people and they think that you legit fell down the steps and they're just like, well, I think you fell down the steps and shook the whole house.
I'm
going to
ask about that over coffee tomorrow. Yeah. Well, okay. So various answers, Ward and everybody else, have been, I don't know, cropping up, not really landing as well, maybe. Noise cannons, propane cannons, they were called for a while. Last year, in fact, they thought they had the answer to this. Some kind of harmless noise-making cannons to scare away roosting birds on a commerce center. A local artist has been known to occasionally plant explosives in clay pots.
Oh, like, how fun.
Blow them open and then display what that looks like. Now, nothing, again, remember, these are shaken buildings, so nothing to that has been reported as of yet. Gun, let's call them enthusiasts, blasting tannerite, a word I learned only when I began looking into this too, a catch-all kind of term for explosive targets or an explosive
you can shoot
at the target and want to be more 1980s action film. I needed to explode.
Oh.
Okay. You know, gun enthusiasts who are fucking nuts, I guess, can do that, or just enthusiasts.
Hey, listen, if you could shoot at a paper target or one that explodes, let's be honest.
Yeah, let's be honest, Phil. What
I would much rather shoot at the exploding target. That's way cooler.
I don't want to be a dick at 4 in the morning and just shoot a target.
Oh, I didn't say I would do it at 4 in the morning.
Prior to me bringing this up, Jill, Phil, are either of you familiar with this? Do you have any thoughts, theories about what's going on?
So prior to you bringing it up, I didn't. And I asked my mom, because I'm from Coopersburg. That's where I grew up. And when you told me where it was, that's where we walk. Like, it's very close to where my parents live. So I asked them, and my dad sleeps like the dead, so he did not hear anything. But my mom did, and she actually just texted me the other night, now that she knew we were talking about this, and she just heard it at 7 p.m. the other night. So that was a much earlier time frame than the other ones, but she heard the one at 4 a.m. When you live out that way, you know the difference between a gunshot, buckshot, all sorts of stuff, because people out there have guns. There's a hunting that happens everywhere, and so you know the difference. She said she did think a house blew up, so who knows? There's a lot of farmland around there.
I actually didn't know about this until you happened to text me last Tuesday, I think it was, and you said, have you heard about
this? All this makes it sound like I'm fucking doing it, by the way. Like, I didn't know until you said
something. You're setting this up. And then I started to look into it, and I did my thinking about it, and what was weird was...
You scienced it.
You had mentioned the propane can. It's like, well, wouldn't the state... You know, the municipality talk to the people.
Again, that's why they're not sticking. Nothing holds water for long, I guess.
And I had to take a minute because it was all seemed to be happening at night, which was weird. But then I looked for some reports, and they don't all happen at night. There were reports of one back in January, why I'm missing, that happened like earlier in the evening, so like 7 p.m. And we've heard reports of them happening. So now all of a sudden there's this random time. And so it's sort of a random thing. And then I started to think about fault lines. And I was pretty sure, since we're kind of near the Appalachians, that there might be a fault line running around here. Sure enough, the Ramapo Fault runs right under the area where these things are centered. And there is evidence of, and I looked up the U.S. Geological Survey and School of Earth Sciences at Columbia, and there is evidence for earthquakes, small earthquakes that wouldn't normally be felt, still producing loud noises. My money is on that right now, but then again, I can't say for certain that it's not just a bunch of teenagers running around in the woods that figured out how to make black powder.
Right.
But I'm going to go with earthquakes on this one.
The
you heard it here first, folks.
Which I had not considered that part.
Yeah, the
difficulty in this is that I have been around one earthquake that I felt. No, it was not. It was a small local.
Was it the one here?
Yeah,
I didn't mean to.
These have been reported from like things that you shouldn't feel will still produce this.
I got you. So. Phil is very into this.
I'm excited. I think I might have it before the feds do.
I would also
makes me excited.
Wonder, of course, it would. It should not take hordes of police and the FBI for one of them to maybe think, let's check the fault
lines.
Well,
it's so tough to check for earth. You know, it's not.
But
it's,
you are devilishly clever, Phil, so perhaps they did not. And this does need to be in a Dear FBI
letter.
Well,
we should send this to them. Yeah.
I hope so, because I'm not going to lie.
Sounds a lot safer.
Rural areas are not for loud noises like that. It's either some dude who's like, I want to see how much I can blow up in my backyard, or it's some dude who's like, I'm prepping for something.
True.
But it's weird.
It's right? totally
Can we
weird.
Agree that
it's weird.
Weird. Totally weird.
I mean, beyond the obvious, here is this fairly simple phenomenon: loud noises, shaking. Not that it's unimportant.
Yeah.
Loud noises, shaking walls in the small area, heard by plenty of folks, and yet Phil's confidence notwithstanding. The answer is oddly elusive.
70%.
Right. Cops are befuddled. The feds are as yet flummoxed, and so it goes. Sometimes it's clear that the answer exists, but it can be difficult for the law, less so, but still possible. People of science might not be able to nail it down for a while at least, right? And I thought...
There's testing to be done.
And I thought, hey, what a great time to turn to our resident genius scientist who already is wowing us with possibilities here with this and a few other amazing mysteries. But then... I thought, you know, who do we know who's got a nose for mysteries? You know, like, who would have a penchant for unearthing the strange and the bizarre and would be interested in stuff like that? And maybe even it could be an alien. Fine. All right. Here we go. It is time for
Unsolved Jillsteries.
Ladies and gentlemen. You enter this segment at your own risk. This segment represents not accepted truth, but answers that might be true. This is not a scientific process, but rather an awkward extension of better, more accurate ways to find answers. It is patterned after every woo-woo claimant who has ever left a puzzled, flustered expression etched upon the face of a scientist since the Age of Enlightenment. It has advancements, sound effects, and music cues masking the silliness, the destruction of the scientific method. But like every goofball comedy show before it, it has one thing in common, a ridiculous approach to those things better explained by mature, serious-minded thinkers. Any comic, any host, any podcast that fails to make comedic hay out of the strange and unusual, that source of comedy is obsolete. A case to be filed under W for whip around. It's time to enter the Twilight Jill Zone.
Now, the rules here are very simple. Jill is going to introduce us to a number of strange, unexplained, maybe, phenomena. Our scientist, Dr. Phil LaPorta, is going to take a crack at his view on these things,
this
whether he's
the
qualified
most
or not.
This is the high-pressure episode to do. This is the second time you've done this to me.
That's right, and not the last. Whereupon Jill can respond to Phil's assertion, light discussion will take place, and I will provide some Serling-esque conclusion before we move on to yet another
Unsolved Jillstery.
And so are we ready to begin, everybody?
Hell yeah.
Phil, are you ready?
Oh yeah.
I am ready. I feel it. Jill, are you ready?
Maybe.
Let us begin.
Kentucky Meat Shower.
On March 3rd in 1876, for several minutes, flakes of red meat fell in a 100-by-50-yard space. They were between 2 and 4 inches in size, and they appeared to be beef, but two men tried it, and they ascertained that it was either mutton or venison. Testing that was done showed that it was lung tissue from a horse or human infant. There was no rain in the area, and it remains unsolved.
Phil.
It's weird, but...
infant lung infant tissue lung. Raining from the sky. Odd.
Odd.
I give you odd. I'll give you an odd.
Say this is infant. If this is infant lung, like I think, this is a little weird.
First of all, let's rule out aliens. You're welcome, Dave. And...
Jill's not 100% sold.
I don't think anything can
way.
Be ruled out.
Which, but the mental image of a UFO like stopping over an area and going like, ah, nuts, and pulling a lever. It's like,
it's like that Dave Matthews Band
we got
band with the toilet where they just like dump
right,
all their sewage
the
on that
slider
cruise
and
ship
boom.
Below.
Right.
That's pretty much what's happening. So I think the most popular theory I found and the only one I can kind of get behind is
now Phil didn't know this was coming up. This is actually his own research.
Yeah,
kind of. He does in his spare time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've got time every now and then. This was
having got time for the alien dumping site.
Just a twister that picked up just randomly, because you can get dust devils and things that'll pick up small things like infants or small cows or beef lungs or whatever, and just
Or just suck the lungs right out of the infants. That is lovely.
I mean, there's an image for you. But I think that that's probably the only plausible explanation I can come up with, because it's not like somebody launched, like, had a big trebuchet that shot, like, beef parts up into the air, which is
that
fun.
You assume that did not happen.
I figured they would have found
the
trebuchet.
I've seen those punkin' chunkin' shows.
Yes, I know a couple of them, and I know what
they can
do.
We got all these baby lungs and a trebuchet. What the hell are we going to do?
Let's just throw them over this lady's property. Yeah.
So your answer is not even cyclone or tornado, a twista.
Well, something like that.
Got a hold of some meat.
Yeah, some butchered meat that was sitting around and just...
Jill, your response to that, dare I say, terrestrial response.
I think that if it was a twister, even though it was 1876, there would be record of a
some
twister
evidence
somewhere,
of...
somewhere in the vicinity.
May I ask, Jill, if you were to reach out there into the ether and pull out, here's what I think. What does Jill think that this was?
Okay, so there is a theory out there that I think it sounds good, but if before I read it, I would have thought weird, like
alien flush.
Yeah, like when it like rain, like if it rains like animals, which sometimes happens. Like
wait,
it,
so are we talking biblical or aliens?
Like, I for this would probably go biblical. Like I was just like, listen,
okay.
It's 1876.
Look, Kentucky.
It's 1876.
I'm bored. It's 1876 up
I've been
here.
Sitting around for fucking millennia.
Look, everybody. Listen, Gabriel.
Just
listen.
Gonna fuck
it's
him
1876.
Up right now.
This is bullshit.
It's March. No one's favorite month.
Watch their faces.
Go.
Wait, no. Give me half baby lungs, half horse pieces.
Right.
Here we go.
No, wait, watch this.
But you saw something that says differently for you now, the theory.
Yeah, so there's a theory, and can I also just point out that, like, if I was married to a man and he was like, so what did you do today? Well, you know, this meat fell from the sky, honey, and no one knew what it was. So me and Jed were like, let's try it. Because no one knew, and we had
it's 1876,
we had
so there's meat.
To
let's
get
try
answers.
I'm not gonna lie,
so I tried it. And
it's
then
1876,
later,
and I tried.
Yeah,
I would have cooked it first, but it's.
So what's yikes. This? Theory,
what's your
though?
Thing?
The theory is apparently when buzzards are in a group, they
you shut up now.
They can vomit, and then like it's a chain reaction, and they all vomit at the same time. It's like a I don't know if it's like a fear. A survival thing, but they
a meter fall.
Basically, they all do it at the same
a
time, and
fall.
So it could be. I think it could make sense for the size of the area in which this occurred, and the sizes
it.
Of the pieces of meat.
I'm down with this. I've heard that one, and I'm down with the sizes of the pieces of meat. It just seems like too big an area for buzzards, and again, more than the twister, which.
Phil. Are you down with the pieces?
I'm down with the pieces.
Get down with the pieces.
Size of the pieces, sure. Again, I'm not being there. I just feel like over the size of the area, I feel like it'd just be more likely that it was twisted. Because the other thing is, you say nobody sees the twister, but if meat's falling from the sky and I look up, wouldn't I see the buzzards?
Well, so here's what's fascinating to me.
If you're the type of person who's like, let's try this mystery
right.
meat on the ground, I'm unclear.
But also, if they tested it, I mean, where was this human infant? Like, was it, did it pull from a cemetery? Like, I guess my whole thing is.
The human infant thing? Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird. And I just feel that if it was either buzzards or a twister, something similar would have happened that we could point to, and yet it has not.
Mm-hmm.
One
well,
in a million, just
I
like
suppose,
us.
I suppose this is the first of several that just defy explanation because they are
unsolved Jill stories.
A disgusting kind of rain torn straight from the gloomiest imaginings of holy texts. Where might the explanation hide? The Bible, the Weather Channel, extraterrestrial bathroom cleaning assignments. What we can be sure of is that this meat storm occurred. It is indelibly part of our meteorological and gastronomical nightmares. The stuff of legend. And the explanation is out there, somewhere other than the Twilight Jill Zone.
What happened? No one knows.
The Bermuda Triangle. You know it.
Oh.
You love it. Or you're terrified of it.
Hmm.
Over the years, there have been 14 plane incidents. 14 ship incidents and one land incident in relation to the Bermuda Triangle. The most fascinating of which is Flight 19, which consisted of five bombers that were lost. This was in the mid-40s. And the PBM Mariner that went to search for it also was lost. 14 men gone, vanished. Vessels, ships, planes, everything gone without a trace. No one knows what's happened.
Now, Phil, meat twister theory being assumed here.
Well, I just think it's funny because I immediately flash back to Hot Shots and I was thinking, this is the mission to go in to get the men who went in to get the men who went in to get the men.
That's
You're
correct.
The best of what's left.
Now that's some Charlie Sheen
motherfucking
magic.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, those were great.
Tiger Blood.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those were solid. This was one, when I was a kid, I saw a ton of documentaries on. And the one theory that sticks out in my mind that I remember, from all those documentaries I saw when I was a kid was that there's pockets of gas trapped under the seabed. And when that gas bubbles up, which it can get released, right? Ice is floating in a drink.
ISIS? Fucking ISIS up in here?
Yes! Is floating in a drink because it's less dense than water, but it's not less dense than air. So if you get these bubbles, it'll sink a ship. And in theory,
giant
you can create
bubbles.
An updraft enough to knock out a plane, too.
Capsize a ship. Technically, air disturbance.
Sure.
Optimistically, screws with a plane, if not altogether.
Can whack it out, yeah.
Okay. Jill, your thoughts about whacked out?
I mean, I think that's a pretty good theory, I'll be honest, because it makes sense when you think about
bubbles.
The majority of the incidents occurred well before we had all the technology we have today. Like, there was one in 2017. So I feel that with the tech, they're able to communicate farther across longer distances, mm-hmm. and that mm-hmm. if something's wrong, somebody knows is able to find them or correct their course. So
I like that sounded like a euphemism just now. Correct their course.
Correct your course. Yep. Don't be a Jill.
Jane.
Don't be a Jane.
Whoa.
Please be a Jill. Don't be a Jane.
I quit.
I'll throw your ass in the Bermuda Triangle, you bubbly motherfucker.
Also, Jill, the technology of the planes themselves and the ships, I mean, they're far more stable.
Right.
So less likely to be done in by
bubbles.
You know, underwater farts.
Right. But do you also think that maybe at this point aliens are like, we've got all the info we need.
Well, or
we've
if they're like,
done
okay,
what
they
need in this area.
They'll find us if we do this again. Their
yeah,
tech
true.
Is high enough that we back off.
Actually,
now.
It's, that's one of those.
Look, it's not 1865 anymore. We got to up our game or whatever it was.
76.
Same. They're all the same. They're all those years look the same to me.
Too.
Yeah. I mean, that's the best I got on that one. It's weird. It's one of those things where I believe there must be some physical explanation for it. You know, again, just like you get gas deposits in certain areas underground, you can have those underwater too. And so it just happens to be collected really intensely here.
And what's interesting here is there are, I don't know, but more believable, less believable, more interesting, less interesting theories. And yet we remain befuddled. It's still
Unsolved Jill's Story.
Beneath the churning waves of Earth's oceans rests another world, every bit as alien as the surface of a planet whirling around a faraway star. Deep and foaming waters conceal myriad mysteries, perhaps none as impenetrable, as timeless, or as deadly as the Bermuda Triangle. Were the souls aboard the missing planes and ships felled by sinister bubbles loosed upon the innocent by an indifferent Mother Nature, or were they snatched from reality by something or some things not native to the waters in which they hunt? These and other curiosities continue to puzzle on the Twilight Jill Zone.
Next, Jill Story.
Mediums. So, I was having my hair done this past weekend. This is a personal one.
And it looks fabulous.
Thank you.
You got the hair, like
the little streaks
the
in it. It's really nice.
Those are called highlights.
No.
But yes.
The over the eye, the sort of Captain Planet villain over the eye thing.
It adds to my mystery.
Sorry, continue.
So, the woman who was getting her hair done at the same time as I was telling our shared hairdresser that...
Hairdresser.
Yes, that a good friend of hers went to a medium. And she went because... Horrible backstory. I guess her son had died. This was years ago. But she went because still obviously struggling.
As many people did.
And she didn't set it up. A friend of hers bought her the thing. The session.
She got a Groupon for a medium session. Got it.
Well, yes. It's a local medium to this area. And it was one-on-one, but her friend was there. And she did ask her friend afterwards, did you tell this woman anything? And she said no. The medium said very specific things. And one of the things that she said that to me was amazing is she said that her son was telling her that when he was in a car accident. That's how he died. His truck hit a pole, I guess. I don't want to get too much into it. But basically, one of the things that she said was that her son was telling her that he had a choice to make, that he could have come back or stayed where he is. And he made the choice to stay where he is because I guess if he had gone back into his body, he would have been paralyzed and he didn't want to be a burden on his parents. To me, that's pretty shocking because a lot of times when you watch like medium shows and stuff, it's always like, oh, like they did it, blah, blah. I don't know. To me, that seemed very much more honest of a response. And then on top of that, there were very specific things about how he passed and things that happen in the house now, like specific things with clocks like turning off and on or stopping that she mentioned for this woman. She wasn't in the house. It wasn't done in this woman's house. It was done at a separate location.
Scientist and, by the way, professional.
So mediums
and magician and illusionist.
Thank
I know you.
You
hate both, maybe.
No.
But I'm talking about specific things. Not
well, this is,
I know. Right. I'm just saying it's important to note.
Well, yeah, I was going to say the
where
16
Phil's background.
The 16
is.
Years of magic comes into play more than science on this one.
Right. Well, technically, I mean, well, I mean, that overlaps.
Like, well, yeah, but plenty of places. And this is unfortunately very true. There's a wonderful TV show on CBS for a while called The Mentalist that did this better than any show I've ever seen.
I enjoyed the show Bullshit by Penn and Teller that did this. But
I enjoyed Psych.
The right. Psych was like the funny version of The Mentalist where it's an ex.
Who doesn't want the funny version?
It was an amazing
scientist.
Mystery. It was an amazing TV. It was amazing.
You were
show.
Saying.
Anyway, here's my first thing is this, is knowing how to do exactly that. I mean, exactly that. As specific as the medium is.
What are you referring to? You're talking about say
Can we
things?
Do one right now as a test?
Well,
Can
I think
medium?
It's different
well,
between...
Well, I would point this out. The appointment was made. It wasn't a walk-in, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Just give me... already some information give me, that can... So even this, if you don't
this,
mean
this,
to.
This kid ran into a telephone pole, right?
I believe... So he his
point
his
being,
truck
it was
hit
a,
something.
Point being it was an accident, which is in public records.
Right.
Point being is that we all have...
Now you can find out a bunch of details.
Online social lives.
Even his name, find his Facebook account.
There's a lot you can search on people that you can be really specific about. And as far as the comment at the end, it depends on how the medium wants to play things because you can play it in a couple different ways. And the truth of the matter is what everybody really wants is more than anything is closure.
Right.
And especially when you have a tragedy where someone doesn't get to say goodbye, somebody doesn't get to see them one last time, right? They were gone I saw them the other day. It's the hardest things to sort of get over.
But your actual claim here,
point,
however, just
point
to,
being,
the thesis here
what
is
point
what?
I was getting to the specific, like he would be paralyzed. The medium at least is doing a favor in that case by saying that she was trying to give her some closure that, you know, this was meant to be, whereas the truth of the matter is the world is just fucking random and ruthless.
But can we boil this into what you're... Okay,
the the bottom line is
say
I
say this person is utilizing supernatural abilities,
Phil says no, but at least they're being nice about the
way
they're doing it.
They are doing what?
Magic. Stage magic the way I'm doing it.
Okay.
I mean, I literally know, like, when you talk about that setup and everything.
Cold reading.
Immediately, I know exactly how I would do that. Like, if you were to say to me, in a week, Phil, I'm going to come to your house and I want you to do a psychic reading, I could give you pretty much exactly the same feeling.
It's happening.
I was going to say, and that is coming to the whip around. I guarantee it.
I want it
I
to
guarantee
happen so
it.
Bad.
We're going to make this happen where Phil is going to give, much in the style of a Penn Jillette, hey, this is garbage. We're gonna rock this out right now, though, and we'll see how I do. Right. I would also just point out, I don't want to say too much, check out The Amazing Randy and some of the work that he has done and others on discussing and examining and investigating mediums. However, Jill might argue that what is happening?
Well, listen, I have medication because I have a fear of dying. So what I think is happening is that whatever happens when we go, whatever we are after that, is reaching out to allay those concerns of those that we cared about.
Thus, a medium is doing what, in your view? Your theory, your
belief. Hypersensory. Just sensing supernatural things.
Okay, and then relaying it to those of us who are less able to.
Yes.
Absent the ability to somehow disprove a negative, this is also going to remain...
Unsolved Jillstery.
Behold the portrait of a hopeful seeker. The subject is Jill Yepsuga, a bright woman besieged by a creative mind unwilling to be bound by the rules, the limitations of humanity's scientific understanding. One who finds herself perpetually hungry for something else, something beyond, above, around, something super, super weird. She wishes to believe here once more that something survives mortal death, that voices are speaking to us from beyond, that there are those born with the peculiar sensitivity to such spiritual broadcasts. As he has so many times before, the brilliant Dr. Phil Laporta looks upon the dancing shadows cast on the cavern wall and sees mere illusion, tricks cast in flickers by those who would prey upon the hopeful. His logic, Jill's hope, remain locked in perpetual stalemate, absent the miraculous ability to disprove claims that hold little solid evidence. And so mediums, like so many mysteries before, shall remain suspended in the ether awaiting answers. Answers we are wholly unqualified to offer, for we reside here on the Whiparound, a mere suburb of the Twilight Jill Zone. Thank you for listening, and keep seeking the truth.
So we're back, Act 3, and the mysteries are clearing up a little bit, at least for a few things, like our schedule. We are excited because next week on the Whip Around, it is a summer movie spectacular with a twist.
Hell yeah.
We have got a firm commit from the boys from Sex and Violence. Ryan Snyder and Gabe Mara are going to be in here to talk movies. Again, with this twist, because Ryan especially has some news to be sharing.
Very
recently,
exciting stuff.
Competed in what, the bartending
Copper
challenge,
and Kings.
Right? To see who's the best. First of all, in Pennsylvania, and he was, I think, second place, I believe.
Awesome.
Probably should have won.
I get the vibe, yes, and he's very, very gracious about it, but that changes nothing as far as our loyalties. And he's got himself a food truck. So talk about your classic dovetail with our last guest and our next guest, and guess what? Mr. Snyder has promised that if we allow him to promote the food truck on the show, which we were going to do anyway, not only do we get some of his famous pierogies,
yes.
Oh no, not only, but he's going to make them on site, probably upstairs in a kitchen rather than downstairs.
Well, I was
going to
say, I don't think we have that. We just got a printer down
right.
here.
Yeah,
I didn't get an oven.
Right. No sterno down here. He is going to be making pierogies on site. Now, dear listener, you might be thinking, oh, I can't taste it. We'll make it
don't
exciting.
Don't worry, we'll taste it for you.
Yeah, you'll taste it vicariously through me. Through the Whip Around, all things are possible with your taste buds.
Yeah.
And we don't have Jill scheduled, but did I hear a little something?
I think I'm going to pop by. I think I'm still going to pop by because I'm half Polish, so I need these pierogies in my life.
It's your special day.
We may need
and
to
it's
stick
my birthday.
A candle
and it's
in
my
that
birthday.
Pierogi.
It's her birthday, so we're getting a Jill birthday pop-in
yep.
for some pierogies. Yeah, we're going to be talking about movies this summer, what you definitely should see, what you might not want to bother seeing, and I'm just going to throw it out here. I think we're all interested in this. Movies when you go back in time here. What are some of the best summer movies of all time, whether it's traditional to think about them as summer movies or not? But anyway, it's going to be thrilling. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be way too much testosterone. Thank God Jill's going to come by and help us not be so dude about everything, right?
Briefly. I'm coming for the pierogies.
Class it up a little.
And to see the Sex and Violence guys.
There you go.
I'm going to head home.
In the meantime, however, let's accelerate our ability to get there by ending this show very soon so that it'll be almost like, you know, nothingness. And then poof, we'll be next week having pierogies in a fine old time because it is time for Three for the Road, that section that you all know and love when we get to talk about those things that we either didn't have time to talk about during the show or didn't fit in with the theme of the show. We each get 30 seconds three times around to be saying those things that interest us. But once we cross that 30-second threshold, we'll hear something a little bit like this. You, sir, are a fast draw on the bell. It's incredible. And so once that's it, that's it. That's the show. That'll be everything, all right? So without further ado, I'm kind of excited to do this because we're going to lay down some interesting factoids here. Phil, are you ready?
Yes.
Phil, are you set?
Yes.
Phil, are you go, go, go!
Legacy story. Since about episode one, I've been talking about or been asked about the sonic attacks in Cuba. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting is I stumbled across an article from March of this year from a couple of scientists who reverse engineered the Cuban sonic weapon. They managed to reproduce something similar to that sound. And you want to know what they managed to get to cause it? Ultrasonic listening devices interfering with each other. So it seems like it might not be an attack, but a spy game gone wrong.
Wow.
Should I make the sound again? No.
So I don't know how many of you saw this, but there was a 30-year-old man who's being sued by his parents to evict him out of their house. I saw an interview with him on CNN, yeah. And the dude was like, it was so uncomfortable. And then throughout the course of the interview, you come to find out that he has a son. And when she asked him, are you looking for a job? He was like, well, sir, nah. Dude, listen, if you have a kid, get yourself a job.
That dude is a Jane.
Like, ridiculous. But I just saw somebody offered him a job.
Okay, in archaeological dance terms news, a dinosaur's tail feather was found in some 99-million-year-old amber recently. Chinese scientist Lita Xing discovered the unique find in a Myanmar amber market. It turns out the sellers didn't even know what they had on their hands, so I'm guessing Lita got a savings on this thing. And here's my favorite part. Quote, Dr. McKellar said there were signs the dinosaur still contained fluids when it was incorporated to the tree resin that eventually formed the amber, and that indicates that it could even have become trapped in the sticky substance while it was still alive. The horror! I love it!
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Terror.
I got time. Alex Jones is being sued.
Yay!
It makes me happy. And specifically, he's being sued by the parents of the Sandy Hook shooting victims mm-hmm. for spreading falsities that he ends up profiting from. Now, of course, you can make this a whole First Amendment case, like he's free to say it, but the truth of the matter is, and I think what should come out in the case, is that he is profiting off of known lies. This is the time where we stop this false news bullshit with a lawsuit.
Comedy.
Amen. All right. In happy news, I guess that is kind of happy news, but still,
yeah.
In Paris, France, there was Malian, so he's from Mali, a migrant who basically saved a toddler who was hanging from a balcony.
Oh, I saw
four stories up. The dude climbed. I watched it. We'll post the links to the video.
Yeah, yeah.
Four stories in under 30 seconds, grabbed this toddler and brought him over the edge. And as a thank you, they're going to make him a naturalized citizen, which I think is awesome.
I was going to say, Ninja Warrior coming up.
Okay, back to my one biggest hope for humanity. Guys, I've got clean meat news. We've got plant steak. Asterisk. Vivera, a Dutch company, claims to have nailed down taste, mostly, smell, and especially and most challenging, the texture of steak in an entirely plant-based product that is coming to select countries in Europe starting in July of this year. And yes, I'm going to Germany this summer, and I'm going to be looking for my plant steak over there. Millions of the steaks will be headed to market, though nothing is set to roll out to America anytime soon because, you know, kind of suck now. So, sorry, USA!
In sports news, not something we cover very often in the whip around in small, but
balls.
No balls in this one.
Wheels.
Nope. Just fists. Well, maybe feet, but I'm going to say we got a shout out to my little cousin, friend
Jimmy
of the podcast, Jimmy Rivera, fighting Marlon Moraes this Friday night up in Utica, New York, UFC fight night. He's the number 4 bantamweight in the UFC right now. And I just want to say a big good luck to you, buddy. We love you. And
get him.
So I got a dog. I just wanted to, because I'm just really happy. I just wanted to share that news with everybody.
So
I picked him up,
got
him from the shelter yesterday.
Name?
He's a lab chow mix. His name is, I named him Artemis, and, he's super awesome and super sweet, and I'm very happy to have him. And so now I do have a roommate, but it's a non-human roommate. And so
he's very cute. I've seen the picture. Are we going to get a picture of Artemis to put up somewhere?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Kind of a big house for just one woman and a dog.
Ooh, you Jane motherfucker!
Shut your mouth.
More news from the predictive text front. Jill, Phil, citizens, meet Headlinertron. Comedian CJ Hernandez fed, in quotes, a computer program hours upon hours of stand-up comedy from Dave Chappelle, John Mulaney, Sarah Silverman, and way more, and now can whip out hilarious and often fucking bizarre tweets on the regular. Behold, robot comedy. Shaggy and Scooby are interesting people. They always want a flaky snack. That's a real American. Armed, kind of feminist, and ready for drinks. And I was at McDonald's getting chicken sandwich, and a homeless guy came up to me, and he goes, "You know what? My body is young, son." I think he was talking about his face, which is not always what you want from a homeless guy. Our hilarious robot overlords. Get ready to laugh at that shit, because that's all we're going to have in a couple of years when the running doggy robots take over and start telling jokes.
Oh, boy.
Yay.
Wow. And what a note to end a comedy podcast on. So, again, sorry, Alex Jones. So it's been a fantastic time here. We've got dogs. We've got mysteries. We've got all kinds of unexplained phenomena. We've got Kiki and Punchy and Phil.
And if you've got questions or have a mystery or some of those weird things, write it in.
Got theories.
Send it to us, and we'll revisit them, or we'll answer them on the show. I'll see what I can do for you.
And Jill is a believer. We'll see.
I'm going to tell you it's aliens.
She is ready to believe you.
We all at least understand. Nice reference.
Sons of bitches, you Janes. So, we want to say thank you again to Bridget Carey. Again, if you have not listened to that episode, check it out. Don't do it on an empty stomach. Trust me, you're going to want to eat the wall.
Those recipes are coming.
And we want to say we're excited to talk to you again, guys from Sex and Violence. We hope to see you there. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, whether you are ready for it or not, this is the close of a show that offered to you many mysteries and many bad Rod Serling impressions.
Rod Serling?
Rod Serling.
I was thinking Rod Stewart.
You even hear it the fuck wrong in your head. The man can't even hear.
Rod Stewart and Rod Serling.
Yeah, they're the same guy.
Confused all the time.
Ladies and gentlemen, we love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Kentucky meat shower.
Oh, I'm aware of this thing.
You're stepping on her line. Let's try that again.
I'm so excited about this one, though.
Shush. Jill, let's take two.
I like this one.
Shut the fuck up.
This should be our stinger.